You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Relates to directing another fellow Jew to rebuke him. The pasuk says, "Hocheach, tochiach et amitecha." You have a responsibility to rebuke another Jew. Ve'lo tisa alav chet, which means should not count for him as a wrongdoing. So that means the responsibility here is that we have to care about another Yehudi, and God forbid, would not let him to continue in his wrongdoing. So now, the question that is brought, it says, Hocheach tochiach, it emphasizes, it doesn't say Hocheach to rebuke, it says, for sure you have to rebuke. So now, as you know, you might be privileged. Some people, they have chauffeur. What do they have, a chauffeur?
They don't want to drive themselves.
Or they don't want to drive themselves, so that's the reason. Or they have an assistant, like let's say he carries their suitcase or briefcase and so on. Why they have?
I'm sorry? They're too busy. So they want somebody to drive for them and somebody to carry with them.
Ah. And when they have a coffee, so what do they do with the empty cup?
Give it to the assistant to throw it.
And so to drive their car, they have a chauffeur. To carry their briefcase, they have an assistant. And to throw away the empty cup, who do you have?
Carter.
Have a janitor.
What's his name?
So, why they don't throw their empty cup away themselves?
It's not a kavod for them.
Huh?
It's not a kavod for them.
Oh, it's not a kavod. And so, it means if you throw your own trash away, so that means
it's not a cowboy. Somebody has to pick it up and
Okay. So here Tatan Shay is teaching us a very important lesson. It says Hocheach tochiach et amitecha. So why is repeated? Actually you have to read it like this. Hocheach, that means to rebuke, is a question mark. And then again he says Tochiach. So that means you have to rebuke your rebuke. And so what happened? No? So it means something like that. Like let's say, back to the examples, like let's say if you see somebody left his cup there, so you're just about to tell him, please take your cup. That's what you should say, no? So now, Tzadok is teaching us, before you say that, you have to rebuke your rebuke. So that means, should I say? Does it make a difference if I say?
Not alone, if somebody takes the cup, for example, I'm passing and I see, take it and put it in the garbage. And maybe he see and he's there.
No, so the question is, by you taking it or by you telling him, would it make a difference or not? Because the purpose of this command here is that we make a better human being out of, you know, whoever that you in contact with. But if your rebuke is not going to do anything, so then instead of be helpful, so then it's going to be damageable. So that's why it's repeat. It doesn't say you should rebuke. said, rebuke, rebuke. So that means you have to rebuke your rebuke before you rebuke.
That's a very high level.
Well, because Amistad is there on very high level, so the commands are actually is in a high level also.
Very much in control to...
Well, it takes time, you know. Is that a shame if you cannot do it in 120 years? So then they give us more time. It happened to be a story that Harav Pardes Yosef. Harav brings a story about a lion that was invited to the wedding. A lion was invited to the wedding. So now, obviously, he wanted to make sure that he's suitable. He smells good to go to the wedding. Especially, you know, today, the sense of a smell is a very technical thing. So he could not smell, you know, if he smells good or doesn't smell good. So happened to be, he sees a lamb passing by. So he says, come, come, come. So the lamb, even though that was very scared, so the lion is asking him, you know, to come forward. So he came forward. So the lion asked the lamb, you know, come smell me, you know. Tell me exactly how do I smell, because I'm invited to the wedding. So the lamb went close and he smelled the lion, said, Kibbutz a lion, Mechila, you know, I think you have to take a shower. He says, what? You're disrespecting the king? So the lion said, Shakon nihya bidvaro, and then finished up the lamb. So a wolf was passing by, so he tells the wolf to come. The wolf comes forward, and then the lion again asks him, tell me how do I smell? So the wolf said, Kibbutz a lion, reyach nichoach, borei mine besamim. You have such a good smell. The lion said, you're a liar! You're lying to me? What do you mean? Reach nichoach? So then, he said another shakol nihya midvaro, then finished up the wolf. So happened to be a fox was passing by, so the lion tells the fox, come, 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 come. Says, yes, your honor, what can I do for you? So the lion told the fox, you know, smell me and tell me how do I smell. The fox, shh, shh. The fox come close and then he says, your honor, I have a terrible flu. I'm not able to smell. I'm very sorry, you know, I cannot help you. You know, maybe you find somebody else, you know, that be able to help you and smell you, but no, I can't. I cannot tell. So the lion let the fox go. You like the story?
Yeah,
don't forget it. Here's what Tasha says, what does it mean? That you have to learn that sometimes it's very good to have a flu, because to see things and tell people over and over and over and over, put sign in front of them, no, keep it clean, don't speak. Well, what's going on here? Why? As a matter of fact, you know, somebody, you know, putting sign all over, so nobody pays attention. So he made another sign. And the sign was saying, read the signs. So nobody reads the sign. So he made another sign. At least read the sign. So here, Tosha says, you know, you cannot tell him, take your empty cup away. Hashem Yachem, he has a chauffeur, he has somebody carries his briefcase. Chas v'shalom, he tell him to, pick up his cup. So here, that's what, we have to know that maybe the rebuke could work if we know how to rebuke, if the one that is acceptance and he's there to learn, to listen. But if not, so then you should not waste your time. Right. Yeah, we do. We all, of course. Of course, we say it for ourselves. The matter here is that fortunate is the one, Chosha V'Halish, that always say, he's talking to me. He's talking to me. But sometimes people say, hey. Those that were supposed to listen to this, they're not here. It's a pity. Why? He says, no, I don't need this. It's not for me. He says, Hefshot, Kashki, he was here to listen. What do you mean? I'm talking to you. No, well, what do you care about who is here or is not here? And that's not exactly the unfortunate thing is all about, that we're not really willing to get the messages. But what can we do?
Try more.
Right, so just for time being, work on your flu. So this way, one day we all wake up and it's not a shame. We understand, we have to improve, become a better human being. And Hashem Yisakenu, Shenizkeh Bezrat Hashem, Yeshuot, Besorot Tovot.
Listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.